Blog Talk Radio.
Robbie Motter, the host of Diva Strategies for Success, and I am so excited because I have the most fabulous guest tonight. Her name is Dame Shelley Hunt. Hi, Shelley. So happy to have you with me tonight.
Hi, Robbie. I'm excited to be with you, sister. I love hanging out with you. You're the best.
Oh, it's going to be fun. Let me tell everybody about how fabulous you are. So, she's Dame Shelley Hunt. She's the founder and CEO of the Woman of Global Change. Success is by Design, which is an LLC. Remake My Life, LLC. Phoenix Flight Films, and multiple other companies. She is a global entrepreneur, business strategist, international speaker, author, and TV executive producer. In 2014, the special honor of knighthood was bestowed upon Dame Shelley Ann Hunt by the Order of St. John. She is the proud recipient of the 2015 Lifetime Achievement Award from President Obama, along with the 2013 Humanitarian Award at the World Congress Center. Additionally, the Woman of Global Change received awards for special recognition of service by three sitting U.S. presidents. As the First Lady of Entrepreneurs, she has served well over tens of thousands of women and children worldwide in communities and outreach programs. Shelley served on the National Board of the National Women's Political Caucus, hosted by the 2014 Emma Awards, is a lead mentor in the Billionaire Adventure Club, and is an expert for Forbes.com. Her other appearances are numerous and include CBS, ABC, USA Today, CBS, Money Watch, Beyond the Dow, HLN, and many others. She has worked with major corporations to include Time Warner, M3, the Young Entrepreneur Society, VH1, Pacific Electric, and Kimberly-Clark, to name a few. Shelley has also taught reintegration to veterans in transition at Cal State Long Beach. She is the proud member of the Alliance of Women and Media, which promotes positive progress and change for women, and sits as a judge for the last 8 years for nationally televised Gracie Awards. That is awesome. You are amazing.
And I have to say, a proud sister of NAFI and also, the Global Society, yes, of Female Executives.
And you're also a proud mother of a beautiful daughter.
I'm a very proud mom. I am. Thank you. I am a very proud mom.
I want to ask you a couple questions. How do you recommend engaging contact and converting sales under our really current success?
Well, we're just in a very different time. Everything, I call it the new face of American business right now, because everything just shifted on a dime. And so how we may have been doing a normal business, or how we may have been connecting with people or our relational currency, now looks completely different. And so right now it's really being able to understand where are people's headspaces at. What is of value to them? What do you need for yourself? And how do you reach out to them? Because, on the downside, people are sheltered in right now. We have what would appear to be a dipping economy. And it is people's tendency to kind of tighten their belt and buckle down. And it's also a time where there's opportunity. A lot of opportunity. And so one of the things is you have a captivated audience. You have people that are actually watching television more than before. You have live stream. You have other ways of contacting people, and you have a captured audience. And a targeted captured audience is a really big thing. And it's a really incredible way to be able to get, like, positive and messages and services and all sorts of stuff out there. The other thing is, it's not just captivated in the United States. It's the whole planet right now. So, you know, one of the things you have to think about is being able to also, you know, change everything into different languages and being able to send it out into other countries to be, you know, palatable. But there's just, like, some really incredible ways to engage right now, and there's incredible ways to convert right now. And right now is a really great time to start a business. And I know people go, well, what does that mean? It really is. You know, because if you have a business in place, you're going to have to redo your modalities. You're going to have to take off the paradigms of how business used to be done and just look to the future of, okay, there's different ways of distribution. There's different ways of engagement. There's different ways of connection and how you want to approach, you know, your connection with other people. The salesy tactics, in other words, you don't want to use those. That's not, you know, it's a very human connective time. And in marketing, we were literally moving from a very experiential time, relational currency, to now values and core values. We're kind of circling back around to that right now. And so, you know, I think that you just really have to look at different things that are ahead, not behind, not what you knew. Before, you know, you'd always take kind of what worked. What did I do that worked? And you still did a little bit, but not really. I mean, you really have to take the blinders off. So I just think it's a very unique time. This is the type of time in history where people have made billions of dollars from nothing because of an idea, because of a partnership, because of, and it, you know, and it really doesn't have to do with, you know, well, if I have the money, then I can go do it. There's a lot of incredible camaraderie that's going on right now. And there's a lot of different ways for people to be able to share their knowledge and their expertise. You know, we had these, of course, you know, we go, well, these YouTubers and these kids have been doing it forever. And we're like 10 years behind. Well, it really doesn't matter. Well, it does, but doesn't. The truth is we're here now, you know, and we were in a very high technology end and a very high relational currency end, and now we're kind of a meeting of the two. And so, you know, I guess that to me would be the biggest thing right now is there's just so many openings. There really is an opportunity. Once the shock and awe kind of wears off and you stop looking at how I used to run business, then you can kind of look ahead.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Does that answer any of that?
Yeah. What are your key recommendations for businesses that are looking to adapt? Because like you said, it isn't business as usual. All of a sudden, people have to reinvent themselves and think outside the box and look at what else can they do.
Yeah. Exactly. And so what else can you do? Well, your online presence right now is very important. It always has been. People don't always see it that way, but that's real estate. I own probably like 400 domains and however much else. It's real estate, and it's very important real estate right now. So I would be getting on there, and I would be buying up real estate, and I would be buying up real estate of, for just this is just the first step. If you have some kind of company of whatever you do, I would start buying domains around that company and world events right now.
Oh, that's interesting.
In other words, yes, and here's why. because you have people, a captivated audience. Once again, we were talking about that in marketing. Well, they're sitting there and they're doing Google searches. So we want keywords. Success in the COVID crash. How to, you know, I mean, it would really depend what your business is around. But you want to pull in keywords around your business and start buying domain around that. So in other words, if you were a woman speaker, you might want to put in world's top woman motivational speaker.com. Now, every time one of those keywords get plugged in, it's going to start to bring it up. It's going to start to bring you up. So, and then you might want to go in and buy something else and something else, you know. I'm just trying to give examples so people get an idea.
Right. So what do you think the opportunities are in today's atmosphere, and how do somebody really start to find them?
I think the opportunities are find a need and fill it. You know, I think a man or woman is always paid in direct proportion to the service that we render humankind. And that sounds kind of tongue-in-cheek, but it's really not. I think that there are things that people can share first off. You know, whether you're homeschooling, whether you're just being who you are. I think that's very valuable right now, and I think that that's part of the connection and the contact and really being able to tie into the human being experience that we are currently in right now, the relatability. The other thing is now we can go, okay, well, what do you do? I do jewelry, or I do business, or I do bookkeeping, or I do – now we have an opening. Now we have an opening. Don't be afraid to go, hey, partnership, joint venture, or let's barter, let's trade. That's the type of stuff that is open awareness thinking. Let's bring in some interns. Let's, you know, that's where you stop looking at how you did business and start looking in a new direction.
You know what, it's interesting because I think that a lot of people always have a dream or had something in their mind they wanted to do, but because they don't step out of their box, they're just kept doing what they did forever. And now they're suddenly stepping out to say, oh, you know, like you said, going within and finding out who they really are and what do they really want to do. And it's helping them to find their real self, don't you think?
I do think so. You know, I think that it's a very introspective time, which is kind of amazing in some ways. You know, you and I were talking about it before we started this interview. And, you know, going, time seems funny right now. You know, we're kind of sheltered in. We got this time. You can kind of do what you want to do when you want to do it. But the truth is, you kind of almost always could, okay, if you think about it. So we have our work time and we have all, you know, we have the same amount of time in a day. It's just, I always joke about it saying time runs us, not we run time. And that's always true, but I think right now we have this time to be introspective, this time to look at what do I really want to do? What really matters to me out there? You know, what is my game worth playing? What is it that brings like a renewable energy source into me to do more things or to, you know, have the energy and to have the passion plugging into that, you know, of when we're clear on why. It's not how. We always concentrate on how are we going to get this, da, 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 da. But when we're clear on why, you know, why this serves, whether it's a product, whether it's a service, whether it's an, you know, when we're clear on why, becomes a game worth playing in our lives. And then we have a renewable energy source over and over. It's like one of the only, you know, non-ending renewable sources I know of.
So how do people, like, you have an incredible network over, and a lot of people are into networks. So how do they tap into their networks during this time?
Well, I think the first thing is, you know, starting to reach out. There are literally, I don't know how many groups that are connected to this wonderful thing that we have called the internet. There are wonderful groups there that will tie you into your industry or people in your target demographic that you're looking for. And start with the human factor, especially right now. I don't know when it's been cooler to not worry about what's behind you when you're filming yourself at home in a sweatshirt, you know. but go on there. Say hi. Tie into some of those groups. Look at some of those. I'm just giving one example. Look at some of the Facebook groups and go, okay, wait a minute. I'm looking at women in motivation or whatever. And I look, and it pops up these little groups. And I'm looking for groups that have a lot of activity. I'm looking for groups that have a lot of posts. I'm looking for groups that have a lot of people. You know, anything that's over 500,000. I want to say hi. I just want to start with the human relational side of realness. Real really matters right now. And you can start to build your base that way. Another thing you can do is get on Instagram. You know, what people don't know is, you know, Instagram is usually, you see those 30, I would say 32 and under, around there, big Instagrammers. Usually when you get over 45, they're more on Facebook still. And so what happened was a lot of the millennials went on to Instagram. And so there's certain ways that you want to post. You want to post your picture. You want to write something about your picture, but then you want to put like 5 bullet points down, and then under that you want to do your hashtags. And those hashtags, you want to be able to, again, the minute you start to pull it up, this list will drop down. You want to pick, if I pick, there, you'll see hashtag motivational, hashtag motivational quotes, hashtag whatever, hashtag motivational whatever, right? You want to look and go, which one fits my industry or my target demographic, and those are the hashtags. You want your stuff to start showing up in their feed. You know, and you can do it where you're hitting hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of people. You know, and the more impactful the message, the more they're going to get interested. You know, it's really important right now, too, whenever you're doing something that is in the technology and online and a different kind of distribution, you always want to look at what's after, what's next. And you want to look two or three, you know, when I teach at Cal State Long Beach and I teach in the business strategy, you know, MBAs and all that, and I'm always like, well, what's next? You've got to be looking three steps down. So, you know, you don't have, want to put it all out, but you're always leading, and you're always going to it. You know where you're going, and it's always about value, you know. And I just think that, you know, it's an amazing time right now. You know, invite people to be a part of a community. There's a call to human support right now. There's a call to human action, a real call. You know, tie into some of that. Tie into some of those causes that you stand for, or, you know, the good works that are going on around the world. And start to utilize sharing some of that and soliciting other people and sharing some of that. That is that, it's a different engagement right now. There's just a different opening right now. And don't be afraid of partnerships. Join ventures. Think outside the box. Look forward. Don't look back. It looks completely different right now. It just shifted, you know. And I have this picture. It's so funny, in my office, and it's at a butterfly farm. And somebody said to me, and they took a picture of me. I was so into this newborn butterfly. And they asked me, what would you say about this moment in time? And I said, sometimes change is the catalyst for wings. And right now, there's a lot of change. And it can be the catalyst for wings. Those that adapt, those that start to look at, wait, it's a whole different little platform going forward. And how do I engage and how do I contact and connect and flourish the relationships too? And then, of course, what's next, right? So that if it is a product or service, it goes on to conversion. So anyways, that's my whole thing.
So,
I love you, Robbie.
are there any risks in businesses that businesses should avoid doing right now that you see?
Yeah, I would just be aware that when you have an idea or you come up with maybe certain services or products or whatever, that you're very aware in regards to joint ventures. Joint ventures are very different than partnerships. Partnerships is not a word that should be used lightly, if you ask me, and I'm not a lawyer, but I just don't use the word partnership lightly. Partnership kind of means that you're in this together and you're both bearing the brunt of responsibility. It's a whole different thing. A joint venture means that you're bringing your umbrella and their umbrella and you're kind of standing together. And when you do a joint venture, you want to be very clear on really the definitions and the boundaries and parameters of what you're putting into place between the two entities. And so sometimes people go in and they're like, it's a great idea. And, oh, it's good. Okay, now we're just going to. And they don't really go, okay, you're going to carry this. I'm going to carry that. You know, and especially in times like these, sometimes it's somebody puts in all the money. Somebody does all the work. Sometimes there is no money and both people are doing the work. You know, I mean, there were many great companies that have started that way. Look at Mary Kay. There's many great companies that have started that way. You know, so I would just be aware of that. Partnership, that's another story. Now you're looking at, percentages and some other things. I would definitely advise you go more joint venture at this point in time than probably into partnerships at this point in time. And this is the way the economy is and the way people are and everything else right now.
What recommendations do you have to bring normalcy to difficult times like these? You know, one of the things I noticed, like a couple people I know and have talked to who were like the most positive people in the world, all of a sudden they it's like they don't even want to get up in the morning. And it just surprised me because they're, you know, normally their whole being is they're like the super positive individuals. So,
I gotta laugh, Robbie, because when this whole thing, you know, shelter in and when everything just was like, boom, just stop. I have to tell you, I was not one of those people, but I might have been close, okay? I literally was like, well, I really don't have to get dressed. Well, I really don't, you know. And I think it is a moment of, I don't want to say shock and awe, but it kind of is. Kind of was. Things shifted on a dime. They shifted very quickly, and especially, you know, we're creatures of habit. And, you know, so not only was it physically a shift, it's an emotional shift, it's a mental shift, it's on a lot of levels. And so one of the things that I did do, I mean, other than I know all of us clean parts of our house we probably haven't even seen before, at least I did, and little projects, but I started getting to a point where I was like, no, I'm putting on my makeup. I'm going to get dressed. I'm not going to stay in these sweats. I'm going to dictate my time. Okay, great. I'm going to go put out the mat and just go stretch. Like, I literally started one, having a little bit of normalcy as far as, like, you know, when I take my shower, I put my makeup on. That's just my daily thing. You don't wear makeup, you do whatever. You put your lotion on, you whatever. But do some of the normalcy in the middle of the totally non-normal of what we're used to. And the other thing is, you know, start thinking about the why. You know, what is it that I want to, you know, why do I want to serve out here in the world? What is it? You know, don't think about how and all that, but just, you know, really have some introspection. And so I just think there's some balance there. I think, you know, being so out of routine and such a creature habit that it's a fine dance between the two. You know,
I was going to say, you have helped so many people. So could we talk a little bit about how through your companies, because you're not local, you're global, you're everywhere. So how do you help other women their goals?
You know, this is why I loved you, Robbie, because when I met you, you just were like all about camaraderie and sisterhood. And, you know, I am a big advocate about women being leaders out there in the world and in the workforce and making money. And more than that, being successfully in their life, like, you know, happy more of the time and engaging, you know, and having businesses that are strategically set up to run so you create freedom. And so I love that. And, you know, I never started out with, oh, I'd love to have an international company. I started out with a vision. I'd like to make a difference in the face of this planet, and I'd like to be able to bring leaders together to be able to go to their cause, not mine, theirs, and let them be activated and have that endless renewable source of passion and drive and making a difference and being a game changer so much bigger on the face of the planet. So That was really why I started it, you know, and I think that every one of us has that. I think we have that calling, and I think we maybe just sometimes we don't even want to voice it, because if we really went there, it would be like, yeah, and we kind of talk ourselves out of it. But I think that that's what we're meant to do. And, you know, I just got to go back to Robbie. When I met you and I just experienced how you are and just your real sisterhood and the that you come from, that, you know, that there's room for all, that there's, it's not one or the other or this or that, and that there's a, it truly is change. It truly is a community. And
so we need,
I love that. I admire that.
Well, I admire all that you're doing. But let's tell people how they can get in touch with you and some of the things that you can offer, because we're down to 90 seconds. It's time goes by so fast.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing.
You got it. They can find me at successisbydesign.com. One of the things I'm doing, I'm releasing a new book, The New Face of American Business, and it's how to connect, engage, convert, and flourish in the economy. I also have The Faces of Feminine Power, The Faces of Feminine Business, but, you know, I would just love to see you step into creating what you want with your time right now, because you have time to do it. And, you know, don't worry about so much about the money and everything else. It's, you know, going to get shared with you. But anyways, successisbydesign.com. Or you can find me, Shelley Hunt, SHELLIEHUNT.
I'm so happy to hear about this new book. So now I have someplace I can nominate you for the author's thing that's coming up. You'll hear from me about that.
I literally just am announcing it. It hasn't even gone public yet. It's there.
Right.
It's about to go public, yeah.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, we're down to almost over now to have
awesome.
You on the
we're
show.
We're good.
Well, good.
Thank you
Bye.
So much. Bye.
Bye-bye.